Welcome to the Breakthrough Maze, where anonymous callers are invited to share their greatest challenges, to be led to important breakthroughs that could take their life to the next level. More freedom, more power, more vitality. It can all be yours. And your host, Joe Applebaum, is committed to helping you find your way to it. Joe offers a strong shoulder to lean on with candid insights. Breakthrough to the life you deserve.
So what's going on in your life? Are you feeling a sense of lack of power, a lack of self-expression, a lack of freedom? Is there anything in your life that you want to be able to take to the next level?
I hired 3 new people to help me with the work. And so that's been quite a process. Very quickly, I've found out I have one person who's awesome and I can really rely on. And then the other 2 people, not so much. And I was actually wondering if you had any suggestions on, you know, how to like schedule your week or, you know, manage your time in such a way where you're really making the most of your time, because there's just not enough hours in the day.
So what I think I heard you say is that there's not enough hours in the day and you want some suggestions about how to manage your time effectively so that you can manage between doing the work, hiring employees and getting them up to speed, and speaking to clients and closing deals.
Exactly.
So this is often a problem that entrepreneurs face when they're growing their business. So it's basically they themselves, they hire a couple people, they quickly realize that most of the people that they hire are not going to meet their expectations. And maybe they find 1 out of 3 and then they got to hire another 3 and they find 1 out of 3. And that's how you slowly build your team. How hard do you want to work? How fast do you want to grow this? Are you on goal? Have your goals been too aggressive where it's taking your pleasure, the leisure, the love out of this? Is it sucking the life out of you? Is this too much for you? And how do you create not just the time for your business in your calendar, but the time for yourself as well? Oftentimes, entrepreneurs forget that they are the most important part of their business. And they're so busy taking care of their business, they forget to take care of themselves. How do you expect to have the energy to grow a business if you don't have the energy to grow a business? So my question to you is, before we get into how to split up your time to be able to manage your business, how do we manage ourselves? What are the things that we're doing to take care of ourselves first and foremost?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This episode of The Breakthrough Maze is brought to you by Ajax Union, a digital marketing agency based in Brooklyn, New York. Ajax Union's core focus is to support B2B companies to generate better leads, nurture those leads from the top of the funnel to the bottom line. Visit www.ajaxunion.com to learn more about our amazing offering.
Now, back to our show.
Taking care of myself has definitely taken a back seat and it's starting to take its toll. So I think that the reality is, if I want this to be a long-term thing, I need to force myself to make time for myself and like basically create a schedule that has time built in for me and then stick to it. Have the discipline to stick to it, even though it's really tempting to just want to work all the time. But I mean, also, I feel like when you are trying to grow something and create something, it does take hours. You know, you have to work a lot of hours. So, you know, I'm getting to the burnt out level. So if I don't schedule in my breaks, then my body's going to take a break for me.
Yeah. And the break might be a permanent break, like a breakdown. As opposed to a breakthrough. So oftentimes we're looking for a new idea within our business. Hey, how do I manage my business better? But we forget to manage ourselves better. And ultimately, you'll come up with a better strategy to improve your business if you can improve yourself. Jim Rohn said, if you want to grow your business, you have to grow yourself first. And growing yourself is realizing that you are the most important component, the most important asset in your business. And if your mind is not sharp, if you're not drinking enough water, if you're not doing enough exercise, if you're not reading every day, if you're not sleeping enough, if you're not taking care of yourself and eating right, if you're not doing the right things for yourself, you won't be able to be optimized. So let's say you're working 16 hours a day, right? If you're working 16 hours a day and you're sleeping 8 hours, that leaves you zero time for anything else. You could probably get more done in 10 hours if you invested the other 6 hours into self-care. If you invested those other 6 hours into self-care as opposed to, I'm not talking about wasting time. I'm talking about strategy, learning, working on your business instead of in your business, exercise, drinking water, taking breaks. And then you work 10 heavy hours every single day and you prioritize those hours. There's no reason why you should be working 16 hours a day on your business when only the first 5 really matter. The rest of them are kind of just doing just odds and ends stuff that don't need to be done today. So if you get a solid 5 hours that are well organized, and they're split up between training employees to doing business development, to working on client work, and the other 5 hours to just doing all the things that you have to do, and then you spend 6 hours on yourself, or maybe less. Maybe you want to work 12 hours a day on your business and then work 4 hours on yourself. Or maybe you want to work 14 hours a day on your business and work 2 hours on yourself. But however you want to do it, whatever you need, whatever's going to work for you long term is the key. So if you want to be an entrepreneur that has a better lifestyle, it starts with putting first things first. That makes sense?
Yes, that's all really great advice. Thank you for giving me permission to, invest some time in self-care because I can see my steam running out and I want this to be a long-term success. Thank you so much.
So what are you committed to doing as a result of this? Where did we create a breakthrough today?
So I think my breakthrough for today is really prioritizing myself first. And that means creating a schedule where I have time for myself and then sticking to that.
Thanks for listening to The Breakthrough Maze, hosted by Joe Applebaum. We hope that by listening to the journey of a stranger, you've become inspired to want a little more freedom, a little more power, and a little more vitality. To find out more about Joe Applebaum or this incredible public coaching session, go to www.joeapplebaum.com. Also, head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. Help make it possible for more people to benefit from this free coaching. And leave a comment describing what you got out of this episode.